This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if dine-ins should be allowed during MCO. Why or why not? There's still some time to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, also on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio. Let's take a look at the poll.
Quick look at the polls. No is too risky at 47.5%. Yes, but limited packs at 44.3%. And yes, at 8.2%. I'll read some of the comments later after you go through the IG numbers.
Yeah, so over on Instagram, we still have 65% who say no, dine-ins shouldn't be allowed, 35% who say yes, and more messages coming in as well. But let's go to the ones on WhatsApp.
Okay,
first.
So here is from Alex. There's no interference from the government to legislate a law that helps retail businesses. Rentals are one of the highest overheads for F&B, especially in malls. We still have to pay because the last time we had a moratorium, now we don't.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah.
Right? So when we have limited dining guests, at least the revenue will be much better than now. Delivery business, a low margin business, 30% or more will be given back to the big boys of delivery as commission. Yes, we know that. From Ro here, he said, should we find more ways for COVID to easily pass? Is that the question? Seriously, the numbers are coming down. When we started vaccinating, we can consider. I empathize, restaurants are struggling, but better to eventually have healthy customers than to one day have none at all.
Right. Looking at Instagram, we've got Moo the Skinny Cow, who says, reduce staying out in the public for too long. Just buy and go home makan lah. Abdul Aziz Rahim says, open up retail instead. Andy in the city says we should just stay put, honestly. But if dine-in is allowed, it should only be restaurants with outdoor seating. So
right.
Alfresco only. Two more here. One from Smita, who says the main clusters are workplaces and not from small social interactions. So, and Ng Step says people have given up on the SOPs and there's no enforcement. So I guess someone's disillusioned there.
We'll
also
go through
on Twitter. Yeah.
So this is from Avin Yuvaraj, who works at BFM. Nope, it might help businesses, but having groups of people in small spaces with their masks off is just asking for trouble. It also puts the staff at risk. And with the daily numbers, dine-ins can wait. Of course, he can, you know, eat at home and watch his Netflix. My side, it should be allowed because coupled with the restriction to travel further than 10 kilometers to spread of COVID is still under control. The two aspects must work together, then only dine be allowed. Allow for two per table and gradually move up to four per table. All right.
One
more.
One, yeah.
Okay. Can, but the restaurant should charge 10 ringgit extra per meal and 5 ringgit extra for drinks. Ha ha ha. I don't think anyone wants. So they will auto buy back, as in they will tapau.
Right. Okay. There's still about 25 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us what you think. Should dine-ins be allowed during the MCO? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we're moving on to our story on how drive-in dining is picking up speed during this MCO. So diners in Malaysia can now enjoy restaurant meals from their vehicles after an eatery in Cyberjaya started a drive-in service for people eager to eat out during this movement control order.
Oh, right. So in Cyberjaya, customers drive into the parking lot of Putty House Restaurant and order from laminated menus through the vehicle windows. Each set meal comes on a customized tray that fits in the narrow space between driver's seat and steering wheel. Quite smart, aren't they? Okay. So owner Liao Kim Ngan said the inspiration came from airline meals after business dropped 80% due to the pandemic. Obviously, as per the MCO, the restaurant is closed for dine-in service and has been offering takeaways only.
Right. So according to Noor Shakin Razali, a customer and drive-in diner, he says that, I work at the bank, so it's not suitable environment for me to eat. I prefer to go out and sometimes we need a change in scenery so that I can enjoy my food, even in the car. Now, I'm just listening to this and I'm thinking like, you know, I mean, it's nice to hear stories like this about how business owners are getting creative during this time. Would something like this actually work for those restaurants and malls? You've got giant car parks, right? Sometimes.
Right. So I don't know how the delivery is done. I can see how you drive through, right? And then the environment has got to be nice. So I don't want to be stuck in a car park,
that's
right?
True, yeah.
Dark and danky and what have you, right? So whereas you're in an open car park, at least there's air. But I'm thinking about the smell of the food as well, right? I guess you will wind down the window, but then the smell will permeate in my car. So you must have your air spray after as well. Yeah.
No, so Padi also announced via their Facebook page that they've set up a screen to show movies now while their customers dine from their cars. So, you know, see how they're taking this idea to the next level. And as quirky as this sounds, I'm pretty sure everyone just wants to go back to dining on tables and chairs. Yeah, but you know, for now, you know, there's still that option.
Yeah,
I guess just two people in the car though.
For yeah, two people. So for variety, for some excitement, I guess.
Yeah. So now Arvin responded earlier, and he said that you know he thinks dine-ins can wait. You know, because it puts staff at risk, and you know, with our daily numbers going up, he's also kind of mentioned here that it looks like this could be an uncomfortable way to eat. You know, in your car, and apparently it gives him PTSD of eating on a plane.
Right. Okay.
We're asking you on the show today, should dine-ins be allowed during MCO? Why or why not? You still have about 22 minutes to get your thoughts in. 018-789-8899 at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Frida, we have a bit of time. Let's just go through the stuff on Twitter.
Okay, so this is from Zion Abrams, who said, with the vaccine being rolled out, we must do gradual easing, especially in green zone areas. Strict SOP and the new normal with you. Farhi Yusuf said, I personally don't see it as an issue since I usually eat by myself and leave as soon as possible. But I don't take the sight of table suddenly being pushed together to accommodate a large gathering. I've seen that happen.
Right.
SOPs must be strictly adhered to two people table and appropriate separation from door. Outdoor should be okay, but SOPs maintain two packs maximum for now is better than nothing. So yeah, I like outdoors, especially in the evenings, not in the daytime. Puria Pasbakash also said outdoors dining. And non-binary style, with the current amount of cases, just too risky. You never know who might be an asymptomatic carrier.
Yeah. Over on Instagram, we have a Hazira who says, dangerous, bro. Swab is no kidding. Done it too many times.
Okay.
Steven says, we're required to take out our masks when we eat. So I guess that poses a greater threat. Jennifer says, it might suggest to a majority that situation is relaxed and influence them to act less cautiously. And maybe just a final one here. Yes, from CPTNJK, who says, limit the spread of the pandemic, just tapao better. Yeah, so the numbers to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We have a whole bunch of messages to get through, and we will do in just a bit. But for now, here's Rolling Stones with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.